We are learning Mesechta Se'erim Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the top line. We just finished learning there was a Maisa where there were a few Yisraelim who went to a Pundik on Shabbos, and there was no Goy there before Shabbos, so they made an Erev, and on Shabbos the Goy showed up. Now the problem is when the Goy shows up, now the Goy makes the Chatzar also to carry in from the house, and because you have to make a Schiris. So the question is, can you make a Schiris on Shabbos? So the Gemara said it came out that even though Erev has to be done before Shabbos, Schiris can be done on Shabbos. Just like Bittur Rosh Hashanah can be done on Shabbos, Schiris can be done on Shabbos also. And Rashi and Tosfos both speak out that in this case, you'll also need a Bittur Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because once the Goy shows up, the Erev is bottled. And once the Erev is bottled, so now you do a Schiris, but now you don't have an Erev. So what do? So the all of that was just to one Yisrael. And that's how they have both things taken care of. Take care of the guy with a schiris, then you take care of the Sur'elim with a bittel. So that was what the Gemara said. That's what came out. Rabbi Yechanan Taka said, Yofa, sistem shesachartem. It was good, he did the schiris on Shabbos. No problem. Toba Nardoi. Nardoi was ma'ayin in this halacha. Toba is lashon of being ma'ayin, lashon of smelling it. That's a lashon you find in Sechta Vayazara, Bas Tio, which means to smell something. He was ma'ayin, he said, what's pshat shal thing? Omi Amr Yechon Hachi, Hakis Rav Yechon say he could do a schiris on Shabbos. But Omer Rav Yechon on soicher kama arav dami. Yechon said a yisoid that soicher when you rent from a goy, soicher from a goy is the same thing like making an erev. My love, what does he mean by that? Ma ma arav boydoyim. Just like erev has to be done before Shabbos starts, af soicher boydoyim. Schiris also has to be done before Shabbos. He says soicher kama arav. So probably means like that. So I'm going to let you know. It means three other things. It doesn't mean this. What does it mean? First of all, Mama Arav Phil Pakal Shavapruta. Just like an Erev works, even less Shavapruta. We had actually a machlekes about this in the fourth parak, but that's how we paskin, that if someone makes an Erev with, they all participate by giving bread and putting it in one house, the bread does not have to be worth Shavapruta. Even if it's less than Shavapruta, as long as it's Mazayin, as long as it's a certain amount, it's enough. It's enough to make an Erev. You don't need a Shavapruta. So when you rent from a guy also, even less than Shavapruta works. That's the first similarity between Erev and Schiris. And number two is, Ma Ma'ariv, Afil Schir Lekitoi. The halacha is that if you have a guy and he wasn't being compliant, so that we have before, that if he has a Schir of Lekitoi, who's a Yisrael, which means he has a worker who lives by him temporarily, who's the Yisrael, you could do the Erev from the Yisrael. It's called Schir Lekita. Just like he could be a Schir Lekita Yisrael, a Goy could also be a Schir Lekita. Let's say this Goy who's not compliant has a Goyisha worker. You could do a Schiris from the Goy. That's the second similarity. Let's read it inside. Umam Ara Phil Schir Lekita. I have Seicher, I feel a Schir Lekita, which means you could do Schiris from a Schir Lekita if the Schir Lekita is a Goy, is a non-Jew. And the third similarity is Mama Arev. The halacha is, let's say have two chatzeres side by side. Each chatzer has five houses. So when chatzer number one makes the erev with the five houses, now they want to make an erev with the second chatzer. Does everyone have to give now bread to the second chatzer? No. One guy goes ahead and makes the erev in the second chatzer, and he's a shliach for everyone else. That's the halacha. One guy could do it for everyone else. The same thing for schiris also. When one chatzer has a erev, so one guy could do the schiris for everyone. One guy could do the schiris for everyone. So Adkan, we answered the kasha of Yechanan, and we're still saying you're allowed to do a schiris on Shabbos, and like we said, afterwards you have to do a bittel. And it wasn't a kasha from Loshen, because Seich Kamarav meant other things, not regarding doing things on Shabbos. So Mar is another problem. Tanya by Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza, again, he's my eye. This is someone else. Rabbi Loza, he says, I don't understand. Omer Rav Zera, my tahi de Rabbi Loza. What's bothering Rabbi Loza? Omer Rav Sheish, Gavi Rabbika Rav Zera, Lioda, my tahi de Rabbi Loza. A big person like Rav Zera doesn't understand what's bothering Rabbi Loza. I'll tell you what's bothering Rabbi Loza. Kokashale, what was bothering Rabbi Loza is the Shmuel Rabbi. Something his Rebbe Shmuel said, and it seems like it does not stim with this halacha of being seich, this whole idea of being seicher on Shabbos than doing bittel. And the question will be on the bittel part. The Amar Shmuel says like this. He says a klal, a rule. Komokim sho'isrim, and they must explain every rule. Komokim sho'isrim u'ma'arvim mevatlim. Every time the two different people aser each other, and they can make an Erev, then they could do Bittul. Because this thing called Bittul, that someone's a vatal their resource to someone, is not really like 100% choshe mishpat. You know, it's not like when I vatal you, you don't really owe my chatze. It's a din der rabbanon. They allowed it, instead of Erev, do Bittul. They didn't allow it in every single case. It had to be certain cases. So Shmuel says, Komokom she'oishim arvin, if this type of chatze where they asked each other and they could make Erev, them a vatlin. Again, the Gemara has explained every line in this. Ma'arvin ve'ein oisrin, if it's a type of chatzah, you could do Erev but doesn't aser, or oisrin, they ask each other, ve'ein ma'arvin, then ein ma'vatlim, you don't have the halacha abitl. The Gemara explains, what does it mean? Komokim she'oisrin u'ma'arvin ma'vatlin kegoin beiz chatzere zu lefnim mizu. What's the case that oisrin ma'arvin ma'vatlim? So of course, obviously, in a regular courtyard with five houses, that's a classic case I could do abitl. Because there, the five people in the single houses are asking to be mishtamish in the chatzah from the house, and they could beg Erev. So of course they mavatlam. But Shmuel, the Gemara says even in Shmuel, even a bigger chiddush. Even though there are two chatzeres, but one is behind the other one, and the chatzah pnimis, which means the inside chatzah, has three sisaregal in the chitzayna. So it's he asers the courtyard in the chitzayna because that's his courtyard also. And you could make an Erev. So here's a case where I could do a bittul. And even though there are two chatzeres, but the b'nei pnimis can mevatel their reshus to the b'nei chatzayna. So that's the chiddush of oisru ma'arvin mevatlim. Because in beis chatzeres zuf nemezu ma'arvin, that's a case where it's oisru ma'arvin seik mevatlim. What's the case ma'arvin vein oisrin, that the aim of vatlim, you can have a bittul. Kegoyin, beis chatzeres, two chatzeres, Upesach echad b'neihem. There are two chatzeres side by side. There's a pesach between them, and they each have a pesach to shusharavim. They don't have to walk through each other to get out. So now, these two chatzeres, do they ask each other? No. They don't ask each other. They're not open to each other. There's a door. And they don't walk on each other. So they don't ask each other. But they could make an Erev. They could make an Erev each other because there's a door to each other, but they don't ask each other. So in this case, you cannot do bittul. That means, if on Shabbos, one of the chatzeres, one of the guys in the chatz, one of the chatzeres forgot to give an Erev, and they want to be able to carry it from one place to another place. So you say, what's it mean to do bittul? Do bittul to everyone. You can't do bittul to all the chatzah. Only you can do bittul if you're oisrim arvin. Here, it's a case, ain't oisrim. Beis chatzeres, pesach manayim, oisrim, that's a case of ma'arvin ve'ein oisrim. What's the case of oisrim ve'ein ma'arvin, the third case? Which will be negated to us now. Oisrim ve'im arvin. The aser we can do erev. Eim evatlim. Lasui imai. What's that case? My love, lasui nochri. Isn't it only a case of a goy? V'id asim esmal. If the goy is here before Shabbos, lugam esmal. Why is that called oisrim ve'im arvin? You could do erev. Do an erev and do a schiris. So that can be the case. What is the case that we're saying it's oisrim ve'im arvin? You know what the case is? On Shabbos. On Shabbos you can't do erev. Ella, lav, the osav Shabbos. When a guy comes on Shabbos, that's a case where it's oisr, because he makes a problem with erev, but you can't make erev on Shabbos. In that case, bittul won't work. V'ketoni asurim ve'im arvin, that's oisrim ve'im arvin, eim evatlim. Shmuel says in that case, I cannot do bittul. So Shema Minah, this is not like the halacha of Rabbi Yechon before. Back to halacha before. Halacha before, we had a case where there were a bunch of people in the hotel, and they made an Erev, and the guy came on Shabbos. So he said, let's make a schiris. Once the guy came, the Erev's bottle. He said, make a bittul. What do you mean? You can't make a bittul? Because here's a case of Oistrim ve'ima Arvin, and you can't make a bittul. So that was his kasha on Rabbi Yechon. Shema Minah, that's his kasha on Rabbi Yechon.
And kasha.
What? He's not going to answer Kasha, but we'll see in a second. There's a Machlaikas Shmuel Rechanan about Mevatlam Lechatz Lechatz. It's Taka Machlaikas. Rechanan, you could do it. That's what Rechanan holds.